Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am the supervisor over the floor. Will you bear with me one moment while I review your account?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I would do it.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Yep, Karen Wright.
Will you verify that shipping address for me?
3750 Waverly Road, Owego, Lot 19, Owego, New York. 13827. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, it sounded like you were gone.
Okay, so I see you have the smart fitness tracker, the lifetime warranty, and the premium earbuds.
Yep. So that charge was not the charge that Karen did. She did not do anything to do with the charges. She has no idea how they got on her credit card or how she even got associated with this company.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so all of those amounts was billed the same day. So you paid for the watch. Well, you paid for the lifetime warranty, the earbuds.
Yeah, so
the fitness tracker, the smart, another smart fitness tracker, and the premium earbuds.
Yeah, that was not me. I don't know what that is or how my credit card's associated with that or my address. And I didn't make the purchase, nor did I get anything in the mail either from this purchase.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so that, so are you saying that you do not want any of it? You're showing that the account have already been canceled.
Yeah, I didn't want. Yeah, we just canceled. We don't want any of this. None of the products, just the money back. Like, none of the products, nothing. Oh, okay. I don't know if I have to call my brother right behind us. Can you refund the credit card and, like, not ship the product out because it has not arrived yet.
Okay, what I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund.
I don't get why I can't get the whole refund when I didn't make the purchase.
Okay, so are you saying that it's fraud?
Yeah, I already reported it to my bank as fraud. I did not make the purchase.
So you're saying that you have already contacted your bank?
Yeah, I already contacted my bank about this. I haven't filled the paperwork for the fraud because they suggested calling you first to see if you would assist with the refund. But my bank is aware I had to switch credit cards and everything.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, what I can do, I can offer you a 50% refund.
A 50 or a 60? I didn't catch that.
A 50% refund.
How much would that be back? I guess I'm not putting numbers like that.
Okay, just tell one moment.
Okay, can you at least offer me like the 85% back? Because I did not make this purchase. And I don't have the product.
I can offer you a 75% refund.
Okay, I guess I can agree on that.
Okay, just tell one moment. Okay, so I did refund the 75%, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I also have confirmation for.
Okay. What's the amount, though? Do you have the exact amount back? Because I'm not going to math like that.
I'm sorry, you said what's what now?
How much money is getting deposited back into my account?
Okay, so for one, that would be. One moment.
I got 5267, but I just want to make sure that was
it'll
exactly
20...
it. Or...
I'm sorry, so you got what now?
5267 is 75%.
Okay, so they're going to be separate amounts. The first one will be the 2174.
Okay.
And that second charge would be, just one moment. Will be $14.96.
Okay.
Okay, and you haven't, and you was refunded. And then the $5.97 and $4.97.
Okay, yep.
And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And what's
and
the
I have
confirmation number?
That confirmation is C for Charlie.
C for Charlie. Okay.
F for Frank, 1-3. F for Frank, 3, E for Echo. 9, C for Charlie, 2-5.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day as well.